This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Other than Ford, a 100-plus-year-old heavy old-line manufacturing company with $160 billion in annual revenue, arguably the corporate story of the day besides Ford is cosmetics, specifically the fate of Kylie Cosmetics, founded in 2015 by then 18-year-old reality TV star Kylie Jenner. Coty, which owns CoverGirl and Max Factor, among a bunch of more established brands, announced today it's taking a major stake in Kylie Cosmetics, a majority stake, in fact, for $600 million, which works out to a little bit more than $2 for every social media follower that Kylie Jenner has, as of today, anyway. And it values the company at $1.2 billion. As Marketplace's Amy Scott reports, a company known for its, shall we say, older brands would love to tap into that young following.
Coty was founded in 1904 and owns legacy favorites like CoverGirl, Wella, and Clairol. Kylie Cosmetics launched on social media in 2015.
I'm just obsessed with lip liners and lipsticks in general, and I can't leave the house without them. I just decided to take matters into my own hands.
And when she did, Kylie Jenner had such a following, her first lip kits sold out within seconds. Lauren Goodsit is a beauty analyst with Mintel. She says influencers are a growing force in the cosmetics industry. Another success story is Glossier, a makeup and skincare company founded by beauty blogger Emily Weiss.
What they do when they're generating any new type of product is they really look at the comments that their consumers are posting on their Instagram, on their social media, and they take into account what consumers are asking for.
But can established brands just buy their way into that relationship? Goodsit says Lancome's collaboration with influencer Chiara Ferragni has been working well. But attaching to a name can be risky, too, says Linda Bolton-Weiser, an analyst with D.A. Davidson.
Kylie at age 20 is likely different than what she'll be like at age 30. So one of the issues is what happens to the brand once the person undergoes changes in their life.
Stars can fade, too. Take the cosmetics company co-founded by celebrity makeup artist Bobby Brown in 1991. Weiser says today Bobby Brown is one of Estée Lauder's weakest brands. I'm Amy Scott for Marketplace.